I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Obama wrapped up his first state visit to China today with an amble along the Great Wall. Earlier in the day, the president held talks on trade with Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao. During the discussions, President Obama said Washington's relationship with China was deepening and reaching beyond the usual focus on trade and the economy. President Obama's visit is getting positive press in China's state-run media. But as The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing, other reviews are less enthusiastic.
Barely a stone's throw from the Great Hall of the People, where President Obama has met with Chinese leaders this week, passers-by seem to barely be giving the visit a passing notice. This young man says, "Yeah, I heard Obama is here. I don't know much more about it." Pretty much the same from this one. A middle-aged woman named Zhang Jianmei is more interested. She says she likes Obama.
He's very handsome. What about his approach to China?
Not bad, she says. She likes his tone. So, apparently, do China's state-run media. One news service did a survey that found the Chinese poll named Obama as one of the three most charming U.S. presidents, along with Bill Clinton and Abraham Lincoln. Most state-run media also praised President Obama's calls for cooperation on areas of common concern and his statement that Tibet is part of China. They also highlighted President Hu Jintao's call for the United States to treat China as an equal partner. China's state-run media also liked how much President Obama stressed that few of the world's biggest problems could be solved without the help of both the United States and China. President Obama did also mention human rights as a core U.S. value and spoke of the importance of the free flow of information, as well as calling for a Chinese dialogue with the Dalai Lama, but he didn't make the points too sharply. Civil rights lawyer Mo Xiaoping wishes he did. Mo says he was disappointed that President Obama didn't speak more specifically about the deteriorating human rights situation in China. This year, many Chinese civil rights lawyers have been disbarred and some jailed, and both courts and the Chinese media have been reminded that their primary purpose is to serve the Communist Party. Mo says he was given a brief hope that he might be able to discuss some of this directly with President Obama.
The U.S. Embassy asked me through a friend if I'd like to meet President Obama. I said yes. And then I heard nothing more. The police called me to ask if it was true I was meeting him, and I said I didn't know.
Mo wonders why, in the end, President Obama met civil rights lawyers when he was in Russia, but not in China. There was also criticism of President Obama on the other side of the political spectrum. Wang Xiaodong is a prominent Chinese nationalist and a co-author of the book Unhappy China. It argues that China should stop trying to play nice with the United States and just muscle its way into its rightful position as a leading global power.
I think since Obama took office, he hasn't really done anything significant for China-U.S. relations. He has a lot of slogans, but he hasn't done much.
Wang says, look at the trade tariffs the United States has slapped on Chinese goods and how it harbors what he calls Tibetan and Uyghur terrorists. But he does concede that it wasn't a bad thing that President Obama spoke out while in China about the importance of a free flow of information, since Chinese internet users are already calling for that. As empires go, he says, the United States could be worse.
The U.S. is still the leader of the world, and compared to empires of ancient times, the U.S. is doing a very good job. But I think the U.S. has to realize, and I think it already has realized, that China will definitely be a part of the superpower club, and other countries have to give China space to do that.
Wang says that includes space for Chinese to push for the kinds of internal political reforms they want, which may end up being not so different from what Western countries have called for. He says it was smart of President Obama not to push the issue too hard on this trip, because it might have been counterproductive. What all this means is, for President Obama, it's a fine balancing act, keeping the increasingly important relationship with China constructive without soft-peddling core values like human rights. It's about playing a long-term game for long-term gain. The White House spin is that President Obama did exactly that on this trip. The proof will be in what China is willing to give in return in the months ahead. For the World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.